I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Matt, he's in his spot. Jim Colony on the updates. We are now deep and regularly in the throes of football. Templated weeks, and we like it like this. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. How are you this morning?
Great. I think I've described that correctly. We're in our football yes. template, and we enjoy it. We like a regular regimen of what we do, and so we're there. I just had a Mr. Bean moment. I have these in my life.
Uh-oh.
All the time. They happen to me. And by the way, Producer Matt, there's no echo, is there? It feels, I don't know, it feels kind of hollow today. I don't know why.
I don't hear one.
Nah, me either. I'm just trying to imagine
good down
it,
here.
Think. Because I haven't heard it in a while, so I'm like imagining things going wrong for the sake of it. But things have been, knock on wood, good. Beside my Mr. Bean moment just a moment ago. So my routine, we've described it a million times, our routines, right? So I come up and just before I get into the closet, I'm in the closet, just before I get in there, I usually go to, I set my computer in here, my coffee in here, my phone, which I do the broadcasting off of, and I have a little tray table and a chair in my wife's closet that I keep in here. Then I go into the restroom, and because I can't plug in my earphones and my power jack into this iPhone, we've described that not too long ago, so I plug the power cord in the bathroom part. Then I go in the bathroom and I, you know, do my business. Well, number one, I had to do number one, so I'm doing number one. I'm standing there and I feel like something tap me in the ear, and I remember that I had my pen in my ear, and as I looked down, it fell right in the toilet.
Oh no. Oh,
yeah.
No.
So I know like 5:29 a.m. 5:31 a.m.
yikes.
And that's a good way to start your day. The pen that you plan on using is now defiled. Albeit some will say cleaned off, you know, with the waterfall.
I don't know if I'm going that far. Yeah.
Well, I felt like TLC. I was chasing waterfalls this morning. So I finished, and you can't stop in the middle. Like, you got to do what you got to do.
You can, but it really hurts.
Right. So I finish off. So I extract. And you talk about cleansing power and cleaning. So I just grab it, the pen, not it. I grab the pen. I just throw it in the sink with like two fingers. And I have now, I clean the heck out of the pen and my hands and everything else.
Oh, so,
and I think I'm good.
So let me ask, was this is a good pen then, if you were willing to go to this length to keep it, right?
I couldn't leave it in there. It wouldn't flush down.
Well, no. But you wash. You said you washed it off, right? Like so.
Oh yeah, I kept it.
You're keeping.
You're
it.
In
you're
luck.
Gonna use.
I
you're
kept
gonna continue.
It.
Okay. So this has to be. I mean, I'll be honest. This has to be a damn good pen.
Well, no. There's more to it.
Okay.
I just didn't want to walk all the way back downstairs and get another pen.
Man. Jeez.
And or risk waking everybody up. So I just kind of I cleaned it off. I mean, it's mine.
I mean, it's washed. Yeah. No, I get it. I'm not going to hammer you for it, but
I ran it under really hot water and washed it off.
if this were a simple Bic ballpoint pen, I'd be like, you know what? I'm not going through the trouble to wash this thing. Right in the garbage you go. And I probably, to be quite honest, it would have woken everybody up and disturbed everyone, but I would have been that guy to go full Mr. Bean and look for something in the bathroom that I could fish the pen out of the water with because I don't want to have to put my hand in there. And so I would have created more trouble.
Out of the water a little. So okay. I just got two fingers in there with toilet paper covering
the fingers.
Two fingers
in the air.
Yes.
Okay. So, man, okay. See, I still think I would have freaked out and gone all, you mentioned it's a Mr. Bean moment. The full Mr. Mm-hmm. Bean would have been like trying to use like a pair of tweezers to get the pen out, and then the tweezers fall in the toilet. And then before
your
you know
it,
Mr.
sucked down in with the flush.
Yes, Mr. Bean's arm is stuck in the toilet, and you know water's pouring from the bowl of the toilet. Down into
the
next
room.
Yes,
sleeping.
Yes. That's the full Mr. Bean. And then, like, the toaster happens to be in the kitchen right underneath the bathroom, so that shorts out and catches on fire. And now the fire department is there putting out a fire while extracting your arm from the toilet bowl. That's the full 110% Mr. Bean.
Do you know, a lot of people, and I've mentioned this on the show before, if you go to YouTube and you just type Mr. Bean on YouTube, because I don't like watch traditional TV. I don't know why. I watch YouTube channels and stuff. I watch some traditional TV, obviously live sports and documentaries and things. And I watch the different channels, NFL channel, NHL network, MLB network. I watch that kind of stuff. But then if you go to YouTube and type Mr. Bean, there's a 24-hour live stream where they just loop different
really?
Mr. Beans. It's unreal. I could sit in the comedic genius of the just
Rowan Atkinson. Yep.
Rowan Atkinson is so – he's not everybody's cup of tea. Like, you may be bored with it. I just find it hilarious, the layers of comedy that it seemingly never ends. Like, you know, like you just described, two things would have been enough. But then he gets – before you know it, you're nine layers deep, and you almost forget what the – where it started. That's how good it is.
Yeah, it's there's a 24-hour stream, though.
If you go to YouTube and type Mr. Bean live stream or whatever, they just loop like 50 episodes or whatever. So you can turn it on anytime and catch it right where it is.
That's right up there with on one of those TV apps. I can't remember the name of it, but there is a channel that is literally 24 hours a day, nothing but Gordon Ramsay shows. So it's just this angry British man yelling at people 24 hours a day. And sometimes it's the old BBC edition of Kitchen Nightmares. Sometimes it's Hell's Kitchen. Sometimes it's MasterChef. He's another one I could sit and watch just all day. And it's complete opposite spectrum of Mr. Bean. But, man, a 24-hour Mr. Bean stream.
24-hour Mr. Bean. That's one of my YouTube fascinations. My latest one, though. My latest YouTube channel that I really enjoy is Jamel, a.k.a. Jamal. Have you seen this fella?
No, I have not.
Jamel, a.k.a. Jamal, is a man of color. He lives in the Bay Area, I believe. Black guy, right? Has a beard. He looks – he's hard to describe. He looks like somebody, and I can't pick. You know somebody, you're like, he looks like somebody, but I can't figure him out. Probably 35 to 40, about our age or so. And what he does is he puts his earphones on and he stops and starts and gives annotated sort of breakdowns of music you wouldn't think that he would listen to.
Here we go. I Googled him. Like David Bowie's Space Oddity.
Right, or Fleetwood Mac Goldust Woman or Lita Ford and Ozzy Osbourne or whatever. And but you think it's going to be like comedy, like, okay, here's the skit. Like, here's the black guy talking about hair metal. Okay, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
That's not it at all. He starts talking about it, and he'll have the lyrics up, and he'll be like, I see what this guy's saying here. Like, it's really deep, and it's annotated, and it's spectacular. It's really, really good. And
I have to give that a chance.
It's great.
There's a couple of kids that do something similar,
yes.
And I can't remember their names, but they did the most recent one that went viral was they listened to In the Air tonight by Phil Collins for the very first time. And it just to watch their faces the first time the drums hit on In the Air tonight was just it's amazing to me the stuff you can find on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. This guy, this is my latest guy, Jamel, a.k.a. Jamal. And what you have to do is kind of find the, I don't want to say classics, but like David Bowie would be good. Like, I see he did like David Bowie Heroes not long ago. Like,
oh, that would be
or
good, yeah.
Like the Fleetwood Mac stuff or stuff that's really well written. Because yeah. This guy is so intelligent. When he talks about it, he gets it. And he finds like a deeper meaning and finds the meaning to these lyrics. And his reactions are so genuine. And good, because almost all the time, it's the first time he's heard these songs.
Right.
And he doesn't just listen to them all the way through. He'll hit pause.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, that last line. I don't know. I watched probably 8 songs yesterday. And it was... Jamel, a.k.a. Jamal. That's my new guy. And he's so happy. Like, the world could use some happy right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, did you find that 24-hour Mr. Bean stream?
Not yet, no. That's if I do that now, I'm just going to be way too distracted. So
it's incredible. I mean, then the one time he couldn't get he locked the keys out of his – something happened with his car – and so he just got a lounge chair and was sitting on the top of his car driving because he couldn't get in the car. So he rigged up this contraption to drive while he was sitting on top of his car. I was dying. Oh, did you ever see Mr. Bean's swimming episode?
I don't think I have.
Oh, my gosh. Or the judo one?
Mm-mm. Wow.
I don't know.
You really are a connoisseur of Mr. Bean. I'm impressed.
Well, it's a good way because here's the other thing. I know my kids have no interest in it. So I can put it on and they scramble
really?
In the living room.
Oh, man. The few times I've had Mr. Bean on around my son, he just cracks up. He just loses it. Maybe yes. Maybe as he gets older, he'll lose interest.
Anyway, so that's that. But yeah, the pen is good. The pen is in working condition, by the way. You're in pen. You're in luck.
That may be the upset of the morning, the fact that the pen is still working.
Yes. Speaking of urine luck, it's still one of the greatest ad campaigns I've ever seen. It was at a bar down on North Shore. I forget which one it was. It was right when Heinz Field opened, right around those times when Three Rivers was closing. And I remember in my half drunken stupor after a Steeler game, I went in and one of the pucks that you go in the urinal, it just said urine Steeler country.
Nice.
And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget looking down, and I was foggy-eyed.
You know
and
what?
It said, you're in Steeler country.
Somebody thought it was a really good idea, and they weren't necessarily wrong.
It was
a really good idea.
It just didn't take off the way I would have thought. Or the market, yeah. Market's kind of small, you know, but it's urine Steeler country. Anyway, big show today, huh? Sam Munson. Sam Munson's the guy with the British accent, right?
Yeah, I think he's Irish, maybe.
Okay, I don't want to mess that one up, that's for sure.
No,
but, no. Sam Munson at 8:30. John Wayner, not a British accent, or Irish either. Not from Carrick.
There's
Fergus,
an accent
just from
there.
Carrick.
It is.
he joins at 9:30, which we'll talk to. Make sure you warm him up today, Matt. Don't just call him cold like you did last week. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I think.
I
remember.
Why don't you shoot
him a text? Because it was a day late last week, and he got all thrown off. So
yes,
yeah, get on top of Rock early today.
We'll talk to him at 9:30 to talk about those Bucks that have lost 13 of 14 and 5 in a row. Look at them go! Oh man, it just needs to end. Kind of, I think. I don't know. It's gone bad for the Pirates. But we do talk Steelers. Lots of Steelers to get going today. It's a Pitt football as well. They're playing well, and they've got a brutal schedule in front of them. Let's see how they handle it. Lots to get into and some hockey talk because there's a big story out there. Good morning to you. It is the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.